I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
Woo! All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. Today's going to be very different. This is a safe space for you independent thinkers out there. For you snowflakes on either side, today's going to be a tough show for you. I'm issuing a preemptive trigger alert. Please tell me, you conservatives out there, that you're going to regain your senses in 2021. And to say, really, same thing for the good liberals out there. Look, I'm a bridge builder here. I don't care what name, what party you say you're affiliated to. You still got your own mind. I think there's hope for anybody who can think independently out there. But maybe just make it a New Year's resolution, if you would, on this cusp of a new year, that I will not be a wild hypocrite in 2021. I would like to see that maybe, and there's different ways to do that. You can stop pretending to be something and just be what you want to be. Or you can maintain your integrity and be what you say you've always been, one of the two. But if we can just stop with the wild hypocrisy, today is going to be Fight Club for the first hour. It's going to be a late Festivus. If you're familiar with Festivus from the Seinfeld show, Frank Costanza says he creates his own holiday Festivus. He says, I've got a lot of problems with you people who have the airing of grievances. Well, you're about to get some airing of grievances here. So happy late Festivus. And then in the second hour, the sweeter, calmer, more loving Mike Madison will reappear for today's Hump Day Health segment. If you want to do one great thing heading into the new year for your health, it will be to cut down on sugar. You really want to do, if you get committed to your health, you'd cut out sugar, added sugar. That's a big leap. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to look at all of the health problems that are coming from sugar. And a lot of them are things that you may not even realize what sugar is doing to your body. Now, I am not about to tell you you got to eat carrots for all of 2021. Grow up. Don't freak out. But we eat a tremendous amount of sugar in this country. And we're going to talk about how it affects you, ways to help with your kids on this too. You've always got a golden opportunity with a small child to set their taste buds for the rest of their life when you've got a newborn in particular. But anyway, and then we'll give you some tips on how to change that addiction, some easy stuff. Just cut it down significantly. You would be shocked at what you can accomplish with your health. So we'll do that in the kinder, gentler Mike Madison second hour today. But for the first hour, it is Fight Club. Phone number 601-879-0002. Dare you want to step in, because you're not going to be happy with me in just a second. My quote of the day today: when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. That is Benjamin Franklin. Pretty widely known to be a pretty smart guy. Again, he says, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. It's pretty rare in the annals of history where you can live through a moment and understand it's a time of structural change, a true turning point. And what I'm seeing right now, for all you conservative and constitutional-loving, small, limited government people out there, I am shocked at you. I'd like to say I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, as a parent would say. No, I'm absolutely furious. This is Trump's tweet yesterday. We're going to get to this ridiculous spending bill and the checks that are flowing out. Steven Mnuchin, the Goldman Sachs banker that's currently running our Treasury Secretary, says, hey, plebes, get ready. Your $600 coming out. Direct deposits tonight. Paper checks tomorrow. Trump sent out a tweet yesterday. Unless Republicans have a death wish, and it is also the right thing to do, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. 600 is not enough! Exclamation point, all caps. Well, he does say in there, also get rid of Section 230. Don't let big tech steal our country, and don't let the Democrats steal the presidential election. Get tough, exclamation point. So this is Donald Trump, the leader of the conservative. I'm air quoting here in the studios. I'm going to be doing that a lot. I don't know if I usually I announce air quotes here in the studio. You can just kind of assume when I'm talking about this stuff, when I use the term conservative or Republican or Constitution, I'm just air quoting it every time because apparently we don't actually believe any of this stuff. We want our checks, right? Oh, and we'll justify it. Oh, Mike, the billionaires have been getting theirs. I'm just going to go ahead and get mine, too. Wow. That's a Republican these days. That's the conservative movement now. Is we better get ours, too. You saw what they're doing in foreign aid. If Ukraine's going to get $500 million, then I need to get $2,000. This is now the Republican Party and the conservative voter. This means there is no longer any resistance between us and complete financial collapse. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a second. It's happening right now. Now, again, you can shoot the messenger, turn off the dial, take your check. Don't make me feel guilty about, you know, you don't want me to make you feel guilty about it. I understand. Look, the government's been abusing you financially. You're getting $2,000 back. I say grow a set of balls and tell them to get out of your pocketbooks every paycheck in the first place. Or grow a pair and stop the endless handouts to the billionaire class. But I guess this is easier, right? Just completely destroy the country so that your children have no inheritance whatsoever. That's easier, and it's more fun. And Donald Trump said it's what we should do. Again, I encourage you to go out and thank the people who have worked hard and accomplished a lot and earned more than $95,000 because you're stealing money from them. They won't get crap out of this stuff. All of the government employees making under $95,000 will get money. They haven't missed a single check all year long. Millions of government employees across this great land are just getting a $2,000 bonus, and you think that's a great idea as a conservative, right? But tell somebody that makes over $95,000, thank you. Thank you for the money, because either they're ponying up for it, or really it's your children. Which is just cruel, and it's so tremendously irresponsible by a country of so-called, and I'm doing it air quotes here in the studio, adults. Air quotes here in the studio, conservative adults. Because what I'm seeing, what's stunning and really set me off is that now, here's the bizarre one. Now, I see all conservatives and Trump supporters are turning on Mitch McConnell. Look, there's a million reasons to not like Mitch McConnell. But the reason people are using right now to say they want to get rid of Mitch McConnell is that he's standing in the way of your socialism. If Mitch McConnell doesn't give us this $2,000, he's out of here. You're calling Republicans who vote against government handouts rhinos. Like 2 weeks ago, it was the opposite, right? The rhinos were the big government. They weren't really for the Constitution. They weren't really conservative, right? The Mitt Romneys, the Lisa Murkowskis. They were the rhinos because they were kind of centrist and leftist on some things. Now the rhinos are the ones that have an objection to sending out $2,000 checks to tens, hundreds of millions of people that haven't even lost any money in 2020. This is not targeted. It's just a socialist check, basically a universal basic income. And because Trump, one guy washed away decades of conservatism and made you all big government spenders. You want the government to be big. You want it to take care of us. You're fine with it getting, because the foreign aid's not going anywhere. The corporate welfare's not going anywhere because you didn't demand that. That's pretty bad for conservatives in the first place, but you stood down on all that. Now you complain about it and say, yeah, but now I need some money. And we are destroying this country for our children. For $2,000. What a bunch of cheap people. I got to tell you. $50,000? Would you willingly destroy your country if you could get $50,000 and get you a new car? Maybe. I mean, you know, maybe some people would do that. $2,000? I guess $3,200 You took the $1,200 earlier this year. Now you're going to take $3,200 is what it took for the vast majority of Americans. And look, the Democrats are hopeless on money. They have no economic understandings whatsoever. Even the great, beautiful liberals that I talk about on the show often, that I love, I think they just don't understand economics. And so that's where I debate them or try to educate them or talk to them. Because I think their hearts are good. They just don't understand economics. But you conservatives, you were supposed to be the ones. You were supposed to be the last shred of people in this country that would resist socialism. And it felt like you were. You know what you are now? You're a Bernie bro. I told you it was Fight Club. Tell me where I'm wrong. All you Bernie bros that are out there cheering this on, saying you want your check. Everybody else is getting some. I want mine too. Tell me where I'm wrong. Why are you not a Bernie bro? 601-879-0002. I'm going to take a break, but I ain't done. You can call in and tell me, why are Trump supporters not Bernie bros now? If they are support. Now, look, the Trump supporters who will do anything he says, even socialism, they may not have been listening to the show for a while. So I may just be speaking to my audience, which is much more clued in and maybe angry about this thing as I am. So this doesn't pertain to any of you. But for those of you out there who have suffered through my criticisms of Donald Trump, and believe me, stick with me. You're going to love it. If Joe Biden becomes president on January 20th, he said it. If that happens, you'll love me again. Joe Biden is a target-rich environment for somebody who wants small, limited government and an idiot to boot. So I'll have a lot of fun picking apart a Biden presidency. But for those of you who have been Trump supporters and have suffered through my withering criticisms of things like this new socialist bill that Donald Trump signed, then I've got an open phone line for you. You can tell me where I'm wrong. Because this is a very serious thing. And as I said, I'm going to show you. We're borrowing so much money right now. And I don't even know if people understand the mechanism between how the money comes to the government, how the borrowed money gets there. But it's not working real well right now. Now, you don't know this because the mainstream media and Rush Limbaugh won't tell you about this. But I'm going to tell you about it because it's happening right now as I speak. And it is just a sign of things to come. And this spending bill, this one, the one earlier this year was bad enough. This one is even worse. All right, got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, I pay taxes. I've been paying taxes for 15 years, and they take about $400 a week out of my check.
Disgusting.
I think $2,000 would help me and my family.
I'm sure it would. Why don't you demand from your representatives that they quit taking $400 from your check? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, this idea that we just sit back and allow them to rape us financially and then turn around and say we want a handout from the government? I mean, believe me, you have my sympathies. But the problem is that Americans have sat back and allowed the government that has, they're not stewards of your money. Are you confident when you send that $400 a week to the government that they're spending it wisely?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, so why don't we do something about that?
You know, they really tie our hands because when you have a full-time job and you work, 60 hours a week, how are we supposed to do anything about it?
Well, I got to tell you, if you are getting $400 a week withheld from your check, then your income has got to be significant enough that you make over $95,000.
No, sir. I only make $60,000 a year.
Oh, so you are going to get a check. Well, I tell you what, you might want to check your withholding. If you're paying $1,600 a month in federal income taxes, you got an issue there you need to address. But the bottom line is, where do you think this money's coming from, this $2,000 that everybody's going to get?
I would hope it was coming from the taxes I paid, but I doubt it is,
No, they've far over, they spent that on stuff months ago. I mean, they're running trillion-dollar deficits. So that money's already been long gone spent, just like all the things that you send into Social Security. And you sound like a younger guy. You said you've been paying taxes for 15 years. You understand they're taking Social Security out of your check with no intention of giving you anything of value when you retire. And they know that, too. They're taking that money from you based on a lie. They know there's no way Social Security stays solvent, but they're going to keep taking that money from you and hope you don't notice. But they're running trillion. The last year, what did we have? Almost a $3 trillion deficit for 2020. So where is that money, this $2,000, coming from?
I would hope it was from. I really don't know.
Yeah,
I ain't even going to sit here and say I do know. I don't know where it's coming from. But I feel like some people do need help. You know,
absolutely, they do. And why do they need help? What has hurt the economy in this country during the year of 2020? What has hurt it?
The government.
Yes, the same government. Harry Brown, he was a libertarian candidate for president, said the government is great at one thing, breaking your leg and then giving you a crutch and telling you how much you owe the government because you wouldn't be able to walk without that crutch. So the government destroys our way of life. We lay down like a bunch of well-behaved puppies on our backs and expose our belly to them, allow them to decimate us financially, and then we beg for $2,000? And this is somehow a good thing? See, what we do is we have no fight. We don't have any fight to stop them from confiscating money from every single paycheck to spend on their little pet projects and give away to their special interest buddies. We've got no fight. We're starting to see it, because they've pushed us so far with these lockdowns. But we've got no fight to say, oh, no, 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 no. You don't get to tell somebody when they can cut somebody's hair. We've got a situation right now. I just heard before I came on, as part of the anger I'm expressing right now, Tate Reeves has said all state bars across this state have to close an hour before midnight on New Year's Eve. Tell me, what possible good does that do?
Not a bit.
But he will be reelected, because what he'll do is he'll come to you and go, what? You want a Democrat to run the state? And the Republican Party will support him because he plays the game. You understand what I'm saying? We have no fight to correct the bad things. And so
that's one thing I completely agree with. That, you know, like what Trump was saying about all the money that's going that COVID relief bill. It was called the COVID relief bill, but they're sending money to military, you know, for military and
there's two parts
and
to it.
Nobody says nothing about it, you know.
But here's the problem I have with Donald Trump. He hasn't said anything for the last 3 years. He's signed these budgets for 3 years in a row. What he saw was an America this year that is hurting so badly because of the government that he runs and the state and local governments. And he realized how unpopular it was this year to give foreign aid when millions of Americans are in food lines and unemployment lines. And so he says something. But what kind of credibility does he have when he was giving away foreign aid, money that we didn't have last year and the year before that and the year before that? He's 4 for 4 on these massive spending bills. So I'm glad he's brought this to the attention of people. But as far as doing anything about it, nothing. This foreign aid is going out. All of those things he questioned, it's going out. You know why? Because Trump has zero leverage on it. And it was his Treasury Secretary that put this spending bill together in the first place. It was his guy, Steven Mnuchin, that wrote the bill that gave $450 million to Ukraine.
And then he comes out and blasts all of them.
Right. I mean, so Trump gets an A-plus for words. A-plus for words. For deeds, for effectiveness, for stopping any of this stuff. A flat F. But anyway, look, I understand the check will help you. It will help a lot of people. As I said, I got into a conversation with a guy who can't afford insulin for his child, and he was mad at me for resisting this huge lurch towards socialism. But instead of being mad at the government that put him in such a vulnerable situation, he's mad at me for pointing out that
because
this is
your opinion.
But because it's a socialism. I mean,
I understand. And look, I've been a conservative all my life. I just recently, you know, when I heard the 2000, I heard the 600. You know, I make enough money to afford my bills and stuff. But man, I have seen so many people out there struggle. You know, because I'm a technician in the field, And I see people struggle, you know. And so it's I care about them.
Me too.
You know, and
me too.
$600 ain't gonna pay their rent, you know.
That's but, why
you know,
I tell you.
I look at it, you know.
That's why I think that these politicians and health bureaucrats that have shut things down and denied people their ability to earn a living are essentially committing crimes against humanity. I mean, they have plunged 8 million Americans into poverty in the last 3 months, I believe the statistic was, just a couple of days ago. 8 million people. This is a crime against humanity. But the answer to that is not sitting there with our hands cupped waiting for them to drop a check in our hand. It is to stand up to these people and say, oh, hell no, you don't. You do not shut down my business. Now, this is starting. Even some sheriffs are backing up these businesses. Businesses are racking up millions of dollars of fines and telling these politicians and bureaucrats to go screw themselves, and they're going to continue to open. But that's what we need. That's the solution to this problem. It's not $2,000. What the $2,000 does is it makes it okay for the next politician to do another lockdown because people think, oh, well, the government will come to the rescue again. And when you do that, what about these 8 million people? They're not going to recover in just a couple of months. So they're going to get this new massive welfare. And no one's going to pay attention to the fact that the government created this problem in the first place. They're just going to be talking about the next bill, the next spending bill, the next aid bill to the American people.
Completely.
Yeah. So anyway, well, listen, I appreciate the call. I really do.
I appreciate you talking and explaining that.
Great. Thanks so much, man. I'll talk to you soon. All right. I got to take a quick break. I'm running a little bit long. I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
I want to make one thing very clear. 2020 has been an absolutely terrible financial year for me. Several things that I had planned for 2020 were unable to transpire. Some of it because of COVID, some of it because of other things. I got to tell you, when I look at that, I'm mad at the politicians for overstepping their bounds at just about every turn, certainly. But I ain't looking for them for anything except to leave me alone. Quit making those mistakes. Leaders, leave me alone. I'll figure it out. I'm much more mad at myself for not adjusting quicker, for not understanding how stupid this could go, for how long it could happen. Now, if Donald Trump came out and said, the American people are hurting, they need extra money right now, I am immediately suspending all withholding payments, and we will not be collecting federal income taxes for the next 6 months. Oh, you'd be hearing a different tone from me. Oh, yeah. Because what you would have is your money, right? You would have more of your own money. But for them to keep the IRS open and to confiscate $9,000 from the average American taxpayer and then give you back $2,000 that we don't even have because they already spent the money that they do confiscate from you. And I'm going to show you in just a second what's happening because nobody else will tell you this. You can get mad at me. He's not carrying water for Trump. Trump's fighting for us, the people. Well, couldn't you say the same thing about Bernie Sanders? Isn't Bernie Sanders trying to fight for the little guy out there that's getting screwed by the system? Bernie Sanders makes some great points about corporate welfare and the billionaire class, which has been fed by our tax code and by the Federal Reserve. Isn't Bernie Sanders fighting for the people? He is. He's fighting for them exactly the same way Donald Trump is. Donald Trump will allow the government to continue to take your money each and every week, and then he'll give you a little bit more back. And because he wants to give you more, and the bottom, they don't have the money. You're getting that from your children and your children's children. You're getting a $2,000 check cheering for Donald Trump, who got to give away other people's money. You're mad at Mitch McConnell for blocking it. He is not, hey, believe me, Mitch McConnell's a scumbag. If you listen to this show for any length of time, the foreign aid, the ridiculous spending that this government does each and every year under Mitch McConnell for years. I'm not carrying water for Mitch McConnell, but for the love of God, we've got the Republican Party now trying to cast out anybody that stands in the way of their check. I thought that's what the Democrats did. I thought that one of the things was if the Republicans got control. Go to Wicker or Cindy Hyde Smith or Michael Guest's website. I'm not on it right now. Haven't looked at it since well before the election, but I bet you there's something in there about spending. Bet you there is. They talk about it. We need to have an adult conversation about this spending. You are destroying, and I'm going to show you in just a second. Stay with me. I'm going to give you the real world view of something that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity won't tell you about. As you cheer for $2,000 to every American, whether they were hurt by coronavirus or not, it's just nothing's more egregious to me than millions of government employees that never missed a paycheck getting a $2,000 upfront advance on my children's future. But again, I just underestimated the cheap bribe that could be given to the American people to abandon all of their principles. And what it really says is they were never really principles anyway, that your principles are for sale. It just depends on who sells it to you. Yeah, okay, when I come back, I'm going to tell you, we just had to borrow a bunch of money at the federal government level a couple of days ago. A lot of people won't even understand what I say, but I'm going to translate it for you because it's a little bit of an economics thing. Don't go to sleep. It's actually interesting if you're curious about what's happening to the country right now at the hands of Republicans and Democrats. Look, again, I tuned into WIAB. I heard a dang Democrat on there blasting Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Look, it's a given that the Democrats don't understand economics and will spend us into the ditch. It used to be that the Republicans were going to bankruptcy a little bit slower. Not anymore. This is a Thelma and Louise moment right now. And you people are grabbing hands with a Bernie bro in the front seat and going over the cliff. And unfortunately, my kids are in the back seat. I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
We're back. This is the Mike Madison Show. We're doing Fight Club today. I'm furious about this because I am seeing the Republican Party, you conservatives out there, air quotes here in the studio around conservatives who are cheering for this 2000, thinking that's just Donald Trump fighting for you. It's Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer fighting for you. That's who it is. I mean, you cannot peel Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi apart on this one. Why? And again, if Trump's the hero for bumping this thing up from 600 to 2,000, why didn't he do 5,000? Can't he hook a brother up? I bet a bunch of people sent money to his campaign. How about 5,000? 10,000? Oh, well, that's ridiculous, Mike. That's just too much. Oh, you've got a line, right? There's a line where it becomes absurd to print up money. It wasn't at $10 trillion in debt. It wasn't at $20 trillion in debt. But, Mike, if you tip us over 30 with this one bill, I mean, that's just a little bit too much. Oh, okay. So $29 trillion in debt, another $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. See, Americans want something easy. It's hard. It's hard. We can't stop them from giving money to the billionaire and the donor class. Well, I don't know. Maybe if you hadn't cheered for Thad Cochran and just wallowed in his power on the Appropriations Committee and maybe gotten to him and said, hey, dumbass, you're spending my children's inheritance right now every time you sign these appropriations bills for all that time he was in there. You even sent him back in for one term he couldn't even complete because he had so much power. And who, you know who told you to do that? The Republican Party. They told you to send him back. He's got so much power in Washington. Power to do what? Spend future generations' money? And we just wallowed in that. We thought that was great. I'm gonna read you something right now. It's wordy and technical, but I'm going to explain it at the end, so bear with me. You need to understand these things. After two mediocre Treasury coupon auctions priced on Monday, in the crammed first day of the holiday shortened week, moments ago, the U.S. Treasury held its final auction for the year, which was a doozy, coming in at $59 billion. It was not only the biggest seven-year auction on record, some $3 billion bigger than in November, but was roughly double the average auction size for much of the past decade. What this means is they're selling bonds to get people to loan the government money. You send them $1,000, they send you a bond, and they say in 10 years, in this case 7 years, in 7 years we're going to give you your $1,000 back, plus every year we're going to give you 0.8% interest or whatever a Treasury 7 years trading at. Now here's the problem, and this is what's happening live time that I'm watching. I guess maybe this is why I'm mad and you're not, because I pay attention to stuff that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity don't tell you about. Just like the week's past two coupon auctions, this one was hardly pretty, stopping at 0.662%, which was a 0.2 basis points tail to the 0.660 when issued and printing above November's 0.653. I'm reading this technical stuff. I know these numbers are lost on the radio, but I just want you to understand, because I'm going to decipher this in a second. It was the highest yield since March. Internals were also ugly, with indirects topping from 65.4% to 60.3%, the lowest since January. I'm going to explain that in a second, too. And below the 64% recent average. And while directs rose modestly in keeping with their tick up in the 2 year and 5 year auctions from 15.12% in November to 16.98%, dealers also ended up holding more of the auction, or 22.7% versus 19.5% last month. Okay, very word salad stuff. A lot of statistics. You can't keep up with any of that. Boy, is that boring. I put you to sleep. Hopefully you weren't driving. So let me tell you what that is. That is the federal government going out and having to raise record amounts of money. And nobody's showing up to buy that debt. Not nobody, but fewer people each time are showing up to buy the debt. And when fewer people show up to buy the debt, like China's not buying much of our debt anymore, other countries, because our interest rates are so low, we're not interested in buying our debt because they see that we're playing with monopoly money now. If we can just start printing out $2,000 per citizen, actually $3,200 right now after the first round, plus the other deficits, plus the $450 million we're sending to Ukraine that we don't have. We're just going to print it up and send it over there. So the rest of the world's catching on, and they're not coming in to loan us money anymore. How are we going to get people to buy these bonds? The interest rates are going to have to go up. So here's how it affects you. Here's how this kind of spending, you're going to get your little $2,000 to sell out all your core principles to you conservatives, to you Democrats. I don't know. You don't understand money at all, but to you conservatives, you'll take your $2,000, you'll cheer Donald Trump for championing this thing through. Interest rates will spike at some point. Because ultimately, the rest of the world gives up faith, and the Federal Reserve just is not able to print up enough money to buy these bonds. This will destroy the value of the dollar. It will cause interest rates to spike. That's what's happening. That's what the story just told you, is that they offered these things at a certain interest rate, but when people weren't coming in to buy them, the interest rate had to go up to make them more attractive, right? You want to get a better return on your money, right? So interest rates are going to spike. So here's how you're going to get your little $2,000 check, but in a few years, that $250,000 house you had that you bought at 3.5% interest because the Fed crushed interest rates because Donald Trump told them to take interest rates down to zero, and you feel all fat and happy and rich, and you got your extra $2,000. Well, in 5 years, interest rates are going to be 8%, 10%, 12%, 15% to try to counter inflation, and that value of your $250,000 home is going to be about $110. Oh, that $2,000 kind of shrinks up in value, doesn't it? Now you're underwater in your house. You've lost half your net worth. This is how these things happen. And this story right here is boring and as much word salad and statistics and percentages as it is that's not interesting to listen to, is telling you right now that this is the trend we are in right now. People don't want to loan us money anymore, not at these interest rates. So we're going to have to start jacking up interest rates. And this bubble that we are living in right now, the world's catching on to the fact we're not really serious. And they know. I mean, they really know. They keep buying these bonds thinking, well, surely the U.S. can make it 7 more years, I guess. And look, other countries are doing the same thing, but I don't care about other countries. The United States is supposed to be special. We're supposed to be free. We're supposed to believe in free market capitalism. You are taking $2,000, cheering for it, and just another leap towards socially, well, it's socialism and centrally planned government. And it only took one man to get you there. These chickens will come home to roost. Now, many of you out there listening, I know I get a lot of emails from people, some of you in your 60s, 70s, even some people in their 80s, you may make it out of here. You may have really hit the sweet spot in America. But to leave our children holding this feces-filled bag is the most irresponsible thing, and I thought conservatives were better than that. I really did. I really thought a lot of people, you know, pro-life, for the unborn. Well, once they're born, do we not have an obligation to them to not destroy the country that we, all of us, again, air quotes here in the studio, adults, have enjoyed for so long and had so much opportunity in? Is it really fair to take your $2,000 when you know it's another nail in the coffin of giving them that same opportunity at a great country? Because one politician told you that's the way it should go? Now, look, he's not alone. I'm not just laying this all at Donald Trump. It's been Mitch McConnell. It's been Thad Cochran. It's been all of them up there that have been bankrupting us for so long. The problem is, the chickens are going to come home to roost. Now, look, I'm the boy who cried wolf, no doubt about it. I can't believe we have sustained these kinds of debt levels and spending for as long as we have. It's probably 20 years past where I think we should have had real problems, but they've been able to get away with it, but they won't forever. And our children will not escape this. So if you're in your 80s or your 70s and you get your check and you just know what you were leaving future generations. It is no different. It is no different than grabbing your child's Social Security number, signing them up for credit cards, running up the debt, and then just dumping it right on them. And we should all be ashamed of ourselves, but I know it's easier to just get mad at me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
I've only got a few more minutes in this segment, and then I'm going to come back as the kinder, gentler, more loving Mike Madison next hour when we do Hump Day Health, and I'll talk to you about sugar addiction. That's just another thing nobody wants to hear. Can't we just take our checks and eat whatever we want? Yeah, that's been working out great for us. Doesn't it really feel like America's firing on all cylinders? It's the weakness that I don't like, people. It is the defeatism of the conservatives. You think you're in the fight because you're fighting for Donald Trump, and if the election was stolen, I want it exposed, I want the perpetrators jailed, and I want Donald Trump to serve another 4 years, if that is what the honest result of that election could be. But that is almost a small part of our problem at this point. I know it's big. Look, free and fair elections, pretty important. But when all you have to choose from, at least what they tell us, is two parties that are destroying this country, then what do elections even really matter anyway? And at least, and the reason I'm so fired up today, at least I felt like we were being run over, run towards a cliff. But the Democrats are going at about 60 miles an hour towards that cliff, and the Republicans are going about 45 miles an hour. That gives you a little bit more time, right? Maybe at some point some miracle will save us. What this latest welfare spending bill that now Republicans are cheering for and Trump has called for is the Republicans have now decided that they're going 60 right along with the Democrats. It is pedal to the metal. And the fact that Americans can't see there's a price to be paid for this, it's not any more complicated than a family that just continually takes on credit card debt. And just when they think things are really bad, like in 2020, they go, oh, look at this. Somebody else is going to give us credit. We can load up another card and then think that somehow that works out well. Economics is really not that hard. You don't spend money that you don't have. And in this situation, on the interpersonal level, it's a little bit better. If mom and dad take out a bunch of credit cards in their names, run up a bunch of debt, they can declare bankruptcy and it's all wiped away and their children start fresh. But not with what we're doing. We're leaving this to our children. We're signing their names on it. We are offering our kids as collateral for your $2,000 check. And you feel good about that? You feel like that's somebody fighting for you? Are you serious? Had Donald Trump come into office and said something about taxation in general, not just he's going to cut your rate down from 19% to 16%, and we're going to cheer for him. But if he had taken on the whole taxation system, if he had talked about the Federal Reserve and how they're distorting everything and plunging us into nation-wrecking debt, I would have applauded that. Instead, he called for zero interest rates so that he could continue this spending, and now he will end up his first term about $10 trillion of extra spending. I'm supposed to be cheering for that? It's disloyal to call out this very inconvenient fact. I'm sorry. I got to be me. I will look my children in the eyes and say, I am sorry. I tried to at least speak against it. I didn't vote for any of these nut jobs doing this to your generation. At least I can do that. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, we take a break from the maddening world of politics, and I try to get you to take control of your own health, to escape the medical system. If you want to avoid COVID or anything else, We don't have a lot of control over the big things that are going on in the world right now. But every single day that you wake up, you've got control over one thing, and that's your health for the vast majority of you. Some people have got significant challenges that are not easy to deal with. But for the vast majority of us, we've got a lot of self-inflicted wounds here in the United States, and it has hampered our health and made us more vulnerable to things like COVID. So I am here for an hour a day with an empowering segment to try to tell you any day you make up your mind to reclaim your health, you got a great shot at doing it if you a little bit of commitment. It's really not that hard. Start off every show by explaining to you I am not a doctor, not a scientist, not a biologist, not an immunologist, not a virologist, not a chemist, not a surgeon, not a nurse, not a therapist, I'm nothing. No certification to advise you in any way on your health. I just bring you topics. Like handing off a baton. You run with it. You have conditions that you want addressed. You want to feel better. You want to look better. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Then it's up to you to do your own research and decide what's best for you. I am actually very excited about the start of the new year, and it is because I have fallen in 2020. 2020 was probably my worst nutritional year since probably 2010, maybe 2005. Now, my worst nutritional year is probably still in the top 5% of the country. But I did some boredom eating, some emotional eating, some just sitting around and noshing on stuff that I know is not great for me. And so I'm excited to kind of do a reset. I don't think they're going to stop with this craziness, the lockdowns, all the rest of the madness that we're going through right now. But I can't sit around and wait on them to regain their senses. I'm going to take care of myself. So I'm a little excited about starting something out for the next year. And I'm going to focus in today. I'm not even going to do any COVID stuff unless I have time at the end, and I don't think I will. I got a ton of clips to play today from doctors. I'm going to focus in on sugar today. If you want to get a head start into 2021, you want to do yourself a really huge favor. You need to cut down or eliminate added sugars. And this doesn't mean you cannot have a piece of birthday cake. Look, if somebody puts a piece of cake in front of me at a party, I go somewhere, I eat it. I love cake. But I know that I'm in control myself of about 98% of my diet outside of social occasions, and that's where I focus in on so that I've got room to do some of these other things. But sugar, we eat so much sugar here. We have so many health conditions. They never tell us why, do they? I mean, we're never looking for a cause of cancer. We're just always looking to cure it. We've just thrown our hands up in the air and say, everybody's going to get cancer. We just got to figure out how to fix it. Now, that's not true. You can actually affect those kinds of outcomes before they happen. Sugar is driving a lot of disease, and you may hear things in this, because I'm going to start this off with what sugar is doing to us. And again, before you repel from this, I love sweets. I love chocolate. You put a big old chewy brownie in front of me. That's a toughie. So I'm not saying you got to eat carrots for the rest of your life. That's ridiculous. It's unrealistic. It's not satisfying. You got a life to live. Enjoy yourself when you can. I'm talking about focusing in on that 98% of the diet that you just control. It's just the day in, day out eating that we do. That's where I focus, and I think people should focus too. So you may hear, I'm going to kind of point out some of the problems we're having with sugar with several of these clips, and you may hear things that resonate with you a little bit, because if you ever say, I had bad stomach problems, right? Bad. 20 years of irritable bowel syndrome, different drugs, colonoscopy, all this kind of stuff. When I changed my diet, it just went away. I had terrible headaches, chronic headaches, at least half of every month. I had a dull ache in my head, spiking a couple of days along the way to be really horrible, severe headaches for years. I did a month with no sugar as a challenge to myself in something like 2006. I was starting to get into the health stuff, and I went, I'm going to try to do a month with no sugar. And I did it. And I felt great during the month. I felt better and better and better. I got to the end of that month, and I went, oh, my God, I haven't had any headaches. I didn't even really notice it as I was going along. I'm just living my life, doing my thing. But when I realized I hit that 30-day mark, it just kind of hit me. Hey, you haven't had any headaches. And I decided, it's probably all of the sodas I was drinking, all of the sweets that I was eating, even the fruit juices that I used to consume in the mornings, then maybe that was causing my headache, because they disappeared and they have never returned. And I still eat sugar from time to time, but it's like it reset me. So taking a real serious look at sugar in your diet, I think, is a very, very good health strategy. It's really not as hard as it sounds. I'm going to give you some strategies to pull off of it. But first, I'm going to start with some of these clips about some of the problems that people are seeing with sugars.
The chances are good that sugar is a bigger part of your daily diet than you may realize, which is why our story tonight is so important. New research coming out of some of America's most respected institutions is starting to find that sugar, the way many people are eating it today, is a toxin and could be a driving force behind some of this country's leading killers, including heart disease. As a result of these findings, an anti-sugar campaign has sprung up, led by Dr. Robert Lustig, a California endocrinologist, who believes the consumption of added sugars has plunged America into a public health crisis.
Is sugar toxic?
I believe it is.
Do you ever worry that that just sounds a little bit over the top?
Sure. All the time. But it's the truth.
Dr. Robert Lustig is a pediatric endocrinologist at the University of California, San Francisco, and a pioneer in what is becoming a war against sugar.
Deep breaths.
Motivated by his own patients, too many sick and obese children, Dr. Lustig has concluded that sugar, more than any other substance, is to blame.
What are all these various diseases that you say are linked to sugar?
Obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease itself.
Lustig says the American lifestyle is killing us.
And most of it, you say, is preventable.
75% of it is preventable.
While Dr. Lustig has published a dozen scientific articles on the evils of sugar, it was his lecture on YouTube called Sugar, the Bitter Truth, that brought his message to the masses.
I'm standing here today to recruit you in the war against bad food.
By bad food, Dr. Lustig means the obvious things, such as table sugar, honey, syrup, sugary drinks, and desserts, but also just about every processed food you can imagine, where sugar is often hidden. Yogurts and sauces, bread, even peanut butter. And what about the man-made, often vilified sweetener, high fructose corn syrup?
Is it worse than just table sugar?
No, because it's the exact same. They are basically equivalent. Problem is, they're both bad. They're both equally toxic. Ultimately, this is a public health crisis. And when it's a public health crisis, you have to do big things and you have to do them across the board. Tobacco and alcohol are perfect examples. We have made a conscious choice that we're not going to get rid of them, but we are going to limit their consumption. I think sugar belongs in this exact same wastebasket.
Go. Now, I will say, as a libertarian, I'm not for outlawing anything. I am here to educate and then let you do whatever you're a thinking adult, most of you. Maybe there's some kids listening today. You're a thinking adult. Do whatever you want. It is a little interesting. This morning, the news came out. The USDA has put out their new recommendations. Every 5 years, they come out with new dietary guidelines. They were advised to reduce the amount of sugar that people should have in their diets. They whiffed on that. They made some changes, but they said, no, we're not going to say anything about the sugar. Now, look. Sugar has got a huge lobby behind it. As a matter of fact, back in the 1960s, I've reported on this before, three Harvard researchers were tasked with doing research as to what was making Americans heavier. That was back in the 60s. We've gotten heavier since. And they were looking at two things, fat and sugar. These three researchers from Harvard University took a $50,000 bribe, essentially. Sure, it was given to them in some form of a grant, but they took $50,000, which I guess in the 1960s was a significant amount of money, and they implicated fat over sugar in the health problems that we're having. And I believe that is one of the most dangerous bribes ever paid because it sent us on decades of low-fat diets. And what they did was they took fats out of food that we need to survive. You need fat for your brain. You need fat for all kinds of things. There's good fats and bad fats, but you need fat. They took fat out of all these foods, loaded them up with sugar so they still tasted good because they removed the fat and it didn't have the same kind of texture or flavor, so they juiced it up with a bunch of chemicals and sugar. And that has led us to this diabetes explosion. Well, the USDA, again, I'm sure at the hands of the sugar lobby, and believe me, it's there. There is a sugar lobby. It is what bribed the Harvard scientists. It still exists today. Again, I love a good sweet treat like anybody else, and in 2021, I'll have many of them along the way. But I will make sure that sugar is not a staple part of my diet each and every day, and that's what I will do for my own health. I've got more clips like that one, and then we're going to get into ways, easy ways, to start weaning yourself down on sugar at the very least. Just look at reducing it substantially. You will be shocked at the health benefits you see. I'll be right back. All night
with Freddie King. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul. You're on your own.
I know I cover a lot of kind of unpopular topics on here, both in the political side of my show and the health side of my show, because we all want to believe we can just eat whatever we want and we're going to be fine. We're just, it's just our genetics. We just got unlucky to get cancer. We just got unlucky to get diabetes. We just got unlucky to get all these things. A lot of people will sit here when I start talking about sugar, they'll go, oh, yeah, I know it's people eat too much sugar, but everything is okay in moderation. Here's the problem with that. You don't know what moderation is because there's sugar lurking in everything. Salad dressings, pasta sauces, that yogurt that they've told you, that Greek yogurt that is really good for you. The problem is they load it up with sugar and a couple of blueberries and call it blueberry, you know, natural blueberry yogurt. You're getting sugar in so many places you don't know. So when you have just, you know, one slice of cake on the weekend, that's fine. I got no problems with a slice of cake on the weekend. It's the problem is all the stealth sugar that's been going into you that entire week. Now, believe it is true that one slice of white bread spikes your insulin levels more than a can of soda. And check me on that and the metrics, but it's that drastic. So we're getting a lot of things that are causing us to store fat and that are triggering our bodies. And a lot of it is sugar. Listen to this statistic, and here's one of the reasons I'm doing this show. Prediabetes is a serious health condition where blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not high enough yet to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. We're all familiar with the explosion in type 2 diabetes. For most people, it is a lifestyle disease. For many people, you can reverse this by getting your nutrition in line. People do it every day. I don't tell you about that because that's not profitable. Better to have you on diabetes care for decades. But people reverse their type 2 diabetes all the time. Sugar is an important component in that. But listen to this. It's not just the diabetics out there that are diagnosed. Listen to these numbers. Approximately 88 million American adults, more than 1 in 3, have prediabetes. And of those with prediabetes, more than 84% don't know they have it. Prediabetes puts you at increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. That is 74 million people, and I suspect a good healthy chunk of them here in Mississippi. 74 million people don't know that they are pre-diabetic right now, leading them to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. That's why I'm doing this show. All right, I'm going to get into a couple other clips here about some of the effects of these. Let me get this guy's name as he starts talking. It's on the screen here. This is from a video.
If you have
this is Gerald Bernstein. He is an MD and another endocrinologist. So they're treating these people with these diabetic problems.
Elevated blood sugars, then you have a condition called diabetes mellitus. And there are many forms of diabetes, but what we will focus on is type 2 diabetes because about 90 to 95% of people in the United States and around the world have what we call type 2 diabetes. When insulin is produced by the pancreas, a couple of things have to happen. One, it has to produce exactly the right amount to allow the blood sugar to be used by the cells. And two, the cells have to be responsive to the insulin that's produced. When there's a breakdown in that mechanism, the glucose levels in the blood are going to be elevated. And whether it's because there's too much glucose coming from the outside or too much glucose being produced by the liver on the inside, either way, the blood sugar goes up. When the blood sugar elevates, it causes problems in the body. It's basically a toxin. And a high blood sugar is equivalent to any poison. So if we were talking about mercury or lead or arsenic, you know, everybody would be quite upset. But when it comes to talking about an elevated blood sugar, most people don't respond. Nevertheless, every time the blood sugar goes above a certain level, it will cause some kind of negative event in the body. And most of the time, it causes stress in the blood vessels. And that ultimately leads to a lot of complications that are associated with diabetes.
And so that goes into that you just don't even, you know, there's all these other conditions that we don't associate to sugar necessarily, but it's the stress you're putting your body under that's making it develop these other diseases. Now, I want to be a sexy show. So here's a little something for you guys out there and ladies, maybe having a little problem in the boudoir. Maybe this will perk your interest when it comes to sugar consumption and naughty time.
What's the biggest culprit that knocks sex hormones out of balance and makes you lose your sex drive and your ability? Sugar. That's right. Excessive sugar can wreck your sex life. You see, sugar low.
This is Dr. Mark Hyman. Dr. Mark Hyman. A lot of his stuff's on YouTube and out there. It's great stuff.
Lowers testosterone. It reduces growth hormone production. It also creates leptin resistance and makes you tired, as well as triggering stress and anxiety. So let's talk about testosterone first. Excessive amounts of sugar lowers testosterone, and that's the hormone that's responsible for sexual well-being and muscle mass. Now, when a man's testosterone levels are low, he gains excess body fat and increases his levels of estrogen, which can even make him grow breasts. Now, all this leads to low sex drive and trouble getting erections. Imbalanced levels of testosterone in women can reduce desire, can increase body fat, lower muscle mass, and create a fuzzy memory. And too much sugar for women also leads to acne, facial hair, and loss of hair on their head. So by the time men and women are 65 and they keep eating sugar, they look about the same. Now, growth hormone is your fountain of youth hormone that helps your body maintain muscle mass, helps you burn and utilize fat, and maintains libido or your sex drive. Now, researchers found a direct link between growth hormone, insulin levels, and sexual function. Insulin reduces your body's ability to make growth hormone, which then in turn alters your testosterone levels and reduces libido or your sex drive. And another hormone, leptin, that's the one that tells your brain to stop eating and monitors your sexual behavior. Now, when you eat a lot of sugar and processed foods and flour, leptin doesn't work anymore. You see, your body still produces leptin, but your brain doesn't hear its call and eventually becomes leptin resistant, which can then lead to a higher body mass index or extra weight gain. And then, of course, that lowers testosterone levels. So now on to feeling tired. You ever eat a big piece of chocolate cake and you feel full, but then an hour later you crave another piece, even though you feel crummy? Well, that's the feeling of your blood sugar crashing, which leads to hunger and cravings and brain fog and a definite not in the mood feeling. Now, why does that happen? It happens because as sugar and other high glycemic carbs increase your blood sugar, insulin works to pull it back down. Now, because insulin usually overcompensates, your blood sugar drops too low, and then you get hungry and you get cravings and then you get tired. So how do you revive your sex drive? Choose low glycemic, real food, including fresh vegetables, fruits, legumes, non-gluten grains, nuts and seeds, and high-quality animal protein.
There you go. The Mike Madison Show, helping all you people out there with a little bit of no-no time with your significant other. You got a spouse that's just not in the mood these days? Take a look at their sugar intake. That would be a place to start. A slimmer, more frisky partner? And we all use that. And I'm going to finish with this one. Cancer. Cancer and sugar, there's a lot of connections to that. A lot of research in it, but this is Dr. Jason Fung. He's somebody that I really recommend. I've been trying to get him on the show. Difficult to get him at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, but he does a lot of work. You'll hear me reference him a lot in terms of fasting, but he talks a little bit about cancer and sugar here.
So we know that insulin is a very potent growth factor. There's this thing called insulin-like growth factor, or IGF-1. And Walter Longo actually described this group of Ecuadorian dwarves, the Laron dwarves, who actually have almost no IGF-1, so they're very short. Turns out they're also immune to cancer, because if you don't have that growth signaling, then the cells can't grow, and the cells that are going to be the most affected are those cancer cells. So what you have to do, of course, is say that, okay, if we have too much insulin, then that's going to be a signal to our body that we need to grow. So what can you do to sort of reduce that insulin signaling in the body by reducing nutrient availability, which is two things. One is getting rid of the hyperprocessed foods, which tends to really amplify the insulin response. So sugar, for example, is especially bad because it causes all this insulin resistance, which causes hyperinsulinemia. A lot of the refined foods are very bad because they sort of take away all the other natural components, and you're left with this big spike of insulin. Like if you eat cookies, for example, well, you know, it's just going to, your insulin's just going to spike up. And the other thing, of course, is if you eat very, very frequently, you're going to keep insulin high all the time. So intermittent fasting is another strategy that you could use to reduce insulin. And that's
so it's what you eat and when you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. You know, this is something else. Again, it's just a real pet peeve of mine. Our medical system here is they got you out there hiking 10 miles for a cure for cancer, but they won't stop and look at the cause of cancer. And people think that, you know, you just cross your fingers and hope you're not one of the unlucky ones. But we've got so many things that we can alter with ourselves nutritionally. My understanding is each one of us has cells that go haywire from time to time. You find cancers in just about anybody at any time. That may not be 100% accurate. I'm not a chemist, not a biologist, nothing. But that it is some of the things, these environmental factors, what we eat, the chemicals we're around, that actually trigger these things to grow, to provide these cancer cells the what they need to grow to lead to a true cancer diagnosis. So just another thing to look at with sugar. When I come back, long segments, Dr. Axe, he's going to talk about strategies on how to wean yourself off of sugar, to reduce your sugar intake. And again, I'm going to keep saying this, we get new people tuned in. I'm not talking about eating carrots all through 2021. I'm just saying, if you start paying attention to this, start reading labels, start getting the sugar down, you'll enjoy the treats more often, and you will actually find, I usually get on ketogenic diet, which I'm going to do after the beginning of the year. I'm going to get back onto that for a little while. You'll find that those cravings just disappear, absolutely disappear. It's the only thing I've ever done in my life that I enjoy doing. I enjoy eating a ketogenic diet. Makes me feel good, seems to make my brain fire pretty good, and it makes me almost immune to any sugar cravings. It's a high-fat diet, but it's very interesting for somebody who loves, like I say, you put a big, thick brownie in front of me. That is one of my favorite things in the world. When I'm eating right, I don't have that craving for it. I can walk right past it, and I don't even really, I'll look at it and think, eh, don't really feel like it, and I'll move on. That's the key to doing this. It's not about self-denial. It's not about eating carrots constantly. It's if you get your nutrition in line, these cravings will subside and you can start getting the sugars out of your diet. Stay with me. We're going to talk about strategies to lower it or get rid of it.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I bailed you out when you were down on your knees. So will you
to catch me now, I'm falling.
All right, welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, doing Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. And this is we're talking about sugar today, heading into a new year. This is a time where people make a lot of commitments, a lot of promises to themselves. Next year is going to be a better year. I do it too. I break New Year's resolutions all the time. One thing I would recommend, if you want to start tackling sugar, do it. Tell yourself that you're going to do 2 weeks with no added sugar, just to try it. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to eat any sugar in 2021, because you're a liar. I would be a liar if I said that about myself. But if you want to start weaning yourself down on this, to reset your taste buds where you don't crave it as much, it's funny. We can look at alcoholics or drug addicts or smokers, and we can just go, why don't they just quit? We're so disappointed in you. You're so weak. Probably everybody within the sound of my voice is addicted to sugar. And I've just spent the first half of the show telling you how it's wrecking your health, just like alcoholism, just like drug use, just like cigarettes. Causing health problems. Sugar's causing you health problems. So maybe before we judge people with drug problems or alcohol problems, maybe we should look at ourselves and go, oh, yeah, an addiction's not an especially easy thing to just stop cold turkey because it's hurting us. We're hurting ourselves, and sugar is one of the culprits. I'm going to play a clip now. This is Dr. Axe, and you can get my show notes. You can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com, if you want a link to this video, or I'll just give you the title so you don't even need me. It's How to Kill Your Sugar Addiction Naturally, and that's the important thing, too. Let me throw this in there. Please do not decide you want to kick sugar and say you're going to go to diet products only. That is a chemical manipulation of your taste buds, and I've spent many shows talking about the dangers of all of these artificial sweeteners, up to and including cancer and diabetes. If you're going to kick sugar, do it with real food, not with some substitute saccharin garbage. That is not doing your health any favors. All right, this is Dr. Axe.
Hey, guys. Dr. Axe here from DrAxe.com. I want to talk to you today about how to overcome food cravings and sugar cravings naturally. And this is something that so many people struggle with. In fact, when I interviewed some of my patients and asked them, what makes you go off a diet or crash on a diet? Pretty much every one of them said, well, the biggest thing for me was I started craving sugar. And so this is something that is kind of a big roadblock for anybody who's trying to lose weight, burn fat, get fit, is you maybe can stick on it for a day or two or even a few weeks. And finally, the cravings for the sugar, or especially the carbohydrates like pastas and breads and grains and cookies, just overcomes people. And so in this video, I'm going to go through step by step the 4 steps you need to follow if you want to overcome sugar cravings naturally. And it really starts with diet. And the first thing you have to do is you have to start adding in foods that balance out blood sugar levels and help balance out insulin. Now, insulin is a hormone in your body that really works with your pancreas, that really helps out balance those blood sugar levels. And it's really the main issue that diabetics have, is either they're not absorbing, or their insulin receptor sites aren't working properly, or their body's not producing enough insulin. But if you want to overcome these sugar cravings, you've got to work with insulin. And so you've got to keep your blood sugar level stable. In order to do that, there are 3 things you must add into your diet. And every single meal you eat, you need more healthy fat, protein, and fiber. And those 3 things will help balance out those blood sugar levels. They'll actually help keep you full longer and help you overcome sugar cravings. Some of the best foods in terms of protein are going to be protein sources like organic grass-fed beef, wild chicken and turkey, free-range eggs, even fermented dairy products, raw cheeses, eggs, but those are really going to help getting good quality protein, even organic protein powder, like whey, grass-fed whey protein. But getting more protein in your diet is a great way to balance out those blood sugar levels to reduce sugar cravings. The next thing, healthy fats, doing more nuts and seeds like sprouted chia and flax seeds are amazing. Almonds are a great source of fat. Coconut oil, avocados, ghee or clarified butter. So butter is great. So again, getting more healthy fat is crucial to balancing out those blood sugar levels. And last but not least, getting more fiber. Your best sources of fiber are going to be from vegetables, nuts and seeds, as well as berries. And so getting those in your diet. But remember, every meal you want to reduce sugar cravings, protein, healthy fat, and fiber. And so what this might look like for breakfast is you may do a superfood smoothie and add in a couple tablespoons of sprouted chia or flax meal to get all of that extra fiber and the protein there as well. A scoop of whey protein to increase your protein, and then some coconut milk or oil, you're getting those healthy fats. And if you can do those in a morning smoothie, that's going to help keep you fuller longer. Step number two, if you want to overcome sugar and food cravings, is you got to get the sugar and grains out of your diet. If you're over, it's kind of like a vicious cycle. The more sugar you eat, the more your body starts to crave it. And the first couple days are the hardest. And what I would encourage you to do is slowly wean yourself off the sugar and then find some healthy replacements that help satisfy the sweet craving. Adding some organic stevia powder or stevia leaf into your diet and doing that with tea. Doing some tea during the day with some stevia is a great thing to kind of help with that sort of sweet craving you might have. As I said earlier, doing the smoothie for breakfast, you can do some protein powder that's flavored, can also help. But again, get the sugar and a lot of the grains and starches out. That's step number two. Step number three is taking the right supplements that will help balance out blood sugar levels. And specifically, there is a trace mineral called chromium, which is incredible, especially if you're a diabetic. But taking 200 micrograms of chromium picolinate three times a day can really help steady out your blood sugar levels. And so what you may consider doing is going online, finding a high-quality chromium supplement, and actually taking that with your meal three times a day can help balance out blood sugar levels, reduce sugar cravings. Also, B vitamins help. Taking a high-quality B-complex vitamin can help you overcome sugar cravings, especially vitamin B12, vitamin B6. So taking a B-complex vitamin. And those are really some of the top ones. And the third would be a probiotic supplement. Probiotic supplements help reduce sugar cravings because they help get rid of yeast in your system, and yeast and bad bacteria feed off of sugar. The probiotics are going to help keep that yeast balanced in the body. So again, the best supplements are going to be doing a high quality chromium supplement, a B complex supplement, and a probiotic supplement if you want to reduce those sugar cravings fast. Also getting a high quality fiber supplement, or just adding a few tablespoons of sprouted flax and chia into your diet are also fantastic. And last but not least, start doing the right type of exercise. Now, actually doing a lot of cardiovascular exercise will cause you to crave sugar, versus doing weight training exercise or more isometric exercises like bar classes or yoga or Pilates can actually help stabilize blood sugar, and it won't cause you to crave as many carbohydrates. But ideally, you would do weight training or burst training, which is interval cardio, but stop doing long-distance cardio like running or triathlons or things like that. That actually will cause your body to start craving sugar. So doing some basic weight training, yoga, Pilates, or as I said, burst training, those actually help balance out blood sugar levels and keep you from having sugar cravings. So if you follow those four steps I laid out, you are going to see major improvements in overcoming your sugar cravings naturally. Hey guys, this has been Dr. Axe.
There you go. Some good tips. Again, if you want to get that video, it's called How to Kill Your Sugar Addiction Naturally. That is on YouTube. You can go to draxe.com. It's A-X-E, draxe.com. It's just got a tremendous amount of resources there about a whole bunch of different health topics. Or you can email me. You get my show notes, mikemadison@wyab.com. I really like that he mentioned that exercise stuff too. Again, with the new year starting, and I'm sure I'll hit this in the coming up weeks, people get into an exercise routine. The gyms will be packed for a couple of weeks. I've noticed this every year. January is always a busy year for about anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, and people fall off of it. If you do decide to join a gym or start doing some exercising, man, throw some kind of resistance training in there, or do the burst training. If you're trying to lose weight and get into shape, and you think you're going to do that with just an hour on the treadmill every single time you go in and then you leave, you're leaving a lot on the table. Certainly better than sitting on the couch, no doubt about that, but you are not going to see the results as quickly. You're not going to get overall health as good from just long, steady state cardio. There's so many other things you should be doing to challenge your muscles and things like that. When I come back, I think I should have time to get into kids, getting kids off of sugar. Boy, if I could have redone my kids. I'll tell you one thing about my kids. I got two 19-year-old kids. I don't think they've ever had an entire soft drink. That may have changed now. They've been in college, but last I checked with them probably 6 months ago, they still have never had a soft drink, and it was because we didn't give them soft drinks when they were kids. If you have small children, you've got an opportunity to set their taste buds, kind of set their tastes going long term. My kids do not like soft drinks. It's not that they deny themselves to it. It's just too sweet for them because we didn't give them those kinds of things. They don't even like the bubbles. This may change. I wasn't a big soft drink drinker. And then when I got in my 20s, I did. But you do have opportunities with your kids to do the right things when they're really starting out or even changing them. We'll listen to Dr. Berg in a second talk about how to do that. But boy, you will really give them the gift of long-term better health if you will, you know, keep them off the sugar and the sugary drinks early in their life. Stay with me. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. If you're listening live on the radio, you might not hear this on the podcast, but it is a little ironic that the bump music for this was a band called Cake. But anywho, I don't have much time left. I want to get Dr. Berg in here about kids. Look, we got a bunch of fat kids in this country. You're not doing your kid a service. You don't have to fight the battle with them, but if you've got a kid that's addicted to sugar, that is not a good thing for them in the long run, and sometimes we care about our kids more than ourselves. So this is Dr. Berg talking about how to fix sugar addiction in your kids.
Hey guys, I want to give you a quick tip on how to get kids off of sugar. An average child consumes 66 pounds of added sugar every single year. That's added sugar. That's not even talking about the breads, the pasta, the cereal, the crackers, the hidden sugars that people don't realize. This is added sugar. You have sweetened milk, sweetened chocolate milk, sweetened tea, fruit juices, sodas, sport drinks, vitamin drinks. It's in so many things, not to mention ketchup, sauces, breaded meats, chicken fingers, you name it. Okay, so here's the goal. We want to take the child from burning sugar to burning fat. This is going to improve the mood, the cognitive function, the ability to learn. It's going to stabilize the blood sugars. It's going to do a lot. So this is going to be really important. And the problem is, it's kind of like an on-off switch, not a dimmer switch. You can't necessarily do this gradually. In other words, you can't get someone to ketosis by just reducing the sugars. We have to eliminate the sugars because in the presence of just a little bit of insulin, ketosis is nullified. What you're going to end up with is reducing sugars, but they're still going to crave and you're still going to have low blood sugars like that constantly, up and down, up and down. So the best way to do it is to substitute the sugar with something almost identical. And that's going to be like the keto-friendly cookies, the keto-friendly pies, and the sugar-free chocolate, and the keto bombs, which are basically these cookies made out of fat. If you provide those foods as a dessert and not allow the child to have like starches, like French fries, then you're going to finally make the transition. It's going to take like 2 to 3 days of getting the child off sugar to the point where they're doing really, really well. You might even want to make a cookie with nutritional yeast to get that nutritional yeast in their body. Okay, but you're just going to use things like erythritol, stevia, xylitol as your sweetener. That way, the child doesn't really know that you're switching it. You're just going to go ahead and, instead of this, we're going to give you this today, okay? And what will happen after 3 days, they'll adapt to fat burning. Their mood's going to be much, much better, and it's going to be easier and easier and easier. So the key is preparing for this. I'm going to put a link down below of a lot of different recipes that you can make. You can start out making all sorts of keto bombs and eventually even have your kids help you make them. And then what you do is in one day you just eliminate all the junk food in the house, all the sugar, all the hidden sugars, and it's just not there, and you have just the keto bombs. Okay.
And I'm telling you, I know a lot of people, you know, sometimes you'll be talking to somebody on the phone and be like 10:30 at night somehow, two adults talking at 10 o'clock at night. And you'll hear kids screaming in the background. It's like, oh my gosh, what is that? I know, it's Johnny. They just cannot get him to sleep. The thing is, I've been with this family and Johnny, and I've seen Johnny chugging down a soft drink at 8:30 at night with his dinner right before he eats some ho-hos, and you wonder why your child doesn't sleep. Mood is another thing. All of us probably who have been parents or been around children, you know that if you jack them up on sugar, they have a big crash, they get grumpy. It's a whole thing. And one thing he mentioned, I just want to clarify a little bit. He said, get sugar-free desserts. He does not mean the sugar-free labels that you see in grocery stores, which are filled with things like the artificial sweeteners. What he's talking about is you can do these recipes. I did this with my kids. They will be okay. You don't have to fight every single battle. You're not telling your kids to just eat carrots again. But there's things like erythritol, which is like a sugar alcohol. There's stevia. There's xylitol. Xylitol is actually good for the teeth. It's xylitol chewing gum. If your kids like gum, get the artificial sweeteners out. Give them xylitol gum. It's been shown to be good for teeth and gum health. But they won't notice. You can make these switches and still give your kids things that they think are great desserts. You just have to go out and find the recipes. Like you said, keto bombs, that's another thing you can search for. Great desserts. When I'm on keto, that's what I do to satisfy a sweet tooth. Sometimes it's based on using dates instead of sugars in certain desserts with some other healthy fats. Anyway, there's a lot of ways to do this. You got to take the ball and run with it. But boy, for our kids, we're raising a very, very fat generation. We're not doing them a favor doing that by allowing them to get healthy, unhealthy from the very beginning. So anyway, sugar in 2021, look at reducing it. I'm telling you, your health will blossom. You'll be thanking me. And especially now that I told you it'll improve sex drive. That's all the time I got. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.